This lame duck session of Congress has been rocky, in part because Republicans have lost their majorities. Party members and staff are distracted by the need to dismantle their offices and rebuild their careers almost overnight. This week, NPR's Peter Overby has been reporting on the changes and pulled out this page from his reporter's notebook.
On the surface, of course, it's business as usual. A late night in the Senate this last week, senators and reporters talking in the halls, and in a meeting room near the Senate floor, a holiday party. But there are scores of people walking around Capitol Hill feeling like they want the license number of the truck that hit them. That's how one congressman put it. It's an upheaval we haven't seen in 12 years, and the debris is everywhere. Members' nameplates have been stripped off doors. The wide hallways are stacked with big wooden desks and leather sofas, file cabinets, and chairs. In 1994, House Republicans took command and started to implement their perceived mandate. Ernest Istook of Oklahoma was one of them.
That is a socialist approach. I reject it.
This year, Istook ran for governor of Oklahoma and lost. So when he came back to the Capitol this week for the lame duck session, he also attended a workshop on job hunting for former members. How was that? Was it useful?
It was definitely useful, but I don't really know that I want to make any comments on it. Thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
The jobs workshop did have some lighter moments, such as a list of top 10 reasons to leave Congress now. Number 8, you'll always be the honorable, at least to your pets. And number 7, when it's time for a vote, you can keep drinking. But it's not a laughing matter. Istook and other departing House members have already been evicted from their offices. So for the past couple of weeks, their official workplaces have been at the Departing Members Service Center. It sounds like a place to get your oil changed for the long drive back home. But it's really a political purgatory, down in the basement of an office building. Gray partitions make cubicles, no nameplates, no marble, just plastic numbers on top of the partitions. Each departing lawmaker got a small desk surface, a telephone, and two chairs, so not many came down here. Mostly it was staff people, taking turns at the service center, looking for new jobs, and fielding calls from constituents, patiently explaining why their member of Congress can't help them anymore.
NPR's Peter Overby.